From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. Foreign Minister Taro Kono at the U.N. has also addressed North Korea.
It is important not only for the Security Council, but also for the entire international community to maximize its pressure on North Korea and to corner North Korea to change its policy.
Saturday, North Korean state media again targeted U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks, referring to him as old lunatic Trump and warning his administration's officials to be prudent if they don't want to meet bitterer disgrace and destruction. South Africa's powerful ruling party is meeting to choose new leadership at a time when it has never been more divided. Over the coming days, about 5,000 delegates of the African National Congress will choose its new top slate, and in doing so will signal the end of the controversial rule of the embattled party leader and South African President Jacob Zuma. Zuma, whose mounting corruption scandals driven the party, will step down as leader at this conference. His successor will then be the presumptive ruling party presidential candidate when South Africa next votes in 2019. Zuma may continue as president of the country after the vote, but analysts predict that his party will try to convince him to step down before the election. This is VOA News. The damage assessment continues after an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 rocked the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday, with authorities reporting at least two deaths.
Jadi sampai dengan saat ini, tiga orang meninggal dunia akibat gempa, baik dampak langsung maupun tidak langsung.
The management official says that so up to now, three people have died due to the earthquake, either directly or indirectly, and those buildings that are damaged are categorized as temporarily damaged, 228 houses, 152 were moderately damaged, 97 houses were slightly damaged, and 73 completely damaged. The UN Refugee Agency reports that aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it has received reports that more than 1,400 people have fled from Hodeidah and Taiz governorates in the past few days. This follows the recent fighting in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and neighboring areas. The UNHCR says it is working with other aid agencies to scale up operations to help those who are fleeing and others to come. Agency spokesman Babar Balosh says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families in Hodeidah have been sent and more relief for thousands of other families is on the way. But he says Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations.
A senior member of Australia's Roman Catholic Church has rejected a key recommendation of a five-year inquiry into child sex abuse. More from Phil Mercer.
The report found that tens of thousands of children were abused in Australian institutions over past decades. Most of the perpetrators were members of the clergy and school teachers. For years, the vulnerable were preyed upon by paedophiles, while invariably those in charge looked the other way and did nothing. The government has yet to formally respond to the Commission's report, but Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the scale of abuse was a national tragedy.
I want to thank and honour the courage of the survivors and their families who've told, often for the first time, the dreadful stories of abuse that they received from people who actually owed them love and protection.
For 5 years, the Royal Commission heard agonising stories of rape and sexual assault.
I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.